crime wave, Green Day rocker Billy Joe Armstrong has vintage car stolen in Costa Mesa, California. By Warner Todd Houston on February 8, 2022. Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong told fans recently that the 1962 Chevy 2 Nova he has owned for 30 years was stolen in Costa Mesa, California. "My car was stolen, 1962 Chevy 2," Armstrong said to his 1.1 million Twitter followers on Saturday. "This car is near and dear to all our hearts and has been in the GD family for over 30 years. Please send any sighting, tips or info to the Costa Mesa police." Armstrong also told fans that the car's license plate number is BPN888. The punk rock icon added that the thieves also got two guitars and an amp in the theft. The Orange County Register reported that Costa Mesa Police Sergeant Jerry Souza said Armstrong reported the theft at around 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. The car was reportedly jacked sometime Friday evening. Armstrong is an avid collector of classic cars. In 2018, he sold a 1963 Chevy Nova SS convertible at auction. He also owns a 1963 Ford Falcon, which appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone in 2019. The band hit the charts in 1994 after the release of their third LP, Dookie. Like most entertainers, Armstrong was a virulent and vocal Trump hater. In 2016, he mindlessly joined the pack by saying Donald Trump and all his voters were akin to Hitler. Completely mischaracterizing Trump's voting base, Armstrong blurted out, "The worst problem I see about Trump is who his followers are. I actually feel bad for them, because they're poor, working-class people who can't get a leg up. They're pissed off and he's preyed on their anger. He just said, 'You have no options and I'm the only one, and I'm going to take care of it myself.' I mean, that's effing Hitler, man." Around the same time, Armstrong led a concert crowd in a chant, "No Trump. No KKK," and charging all Trump's voters of being Klan members. But also, like many other entertainers, Armstrong is an admitted drug abuser. In 2012, he even entered a center for substance abuse. The treatment began after a concert where he went wild on stage, smashing equipment and ranting to the audience. Green Day's 13th studio album, Father of All, recently dropped in 2020. The album was meant as a follow-up to the 2004 album American Idiot that Armstrong made with longtime bandmates Mike Dirnt and Trey Cool. Green Day will next appear with a list of other acts for the Super Bowl 56 Music Fest this month. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.